Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takehiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, December 20th, 2021. Welcome back to the podcast, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Always good to have you. So in last week's episode, among other things, we previewed the December BOJ meeting. As you forecasted, the Omicron variant kept the BOJ from really scaling back support for the economy. That being said, the BOJ did move in that direction and made some notable changes. Take our listeners through the changes that they ended up announcing.
Okay. Last week, the BOJ decided to extend and curtail the COVID countermeasure operations. Specifically, BOJ will return to its pre-pandemic buying pace of CP and corporate bonds next April. The BOJ has extended COVID countermeasure support for SMEs by 6 months. Firstly, continuing to offer a 0.2% incentive interest rate and adding double the amount of outstanding loans provided to the macro add-on balance for non-government-supported loans. And secondly, lowering the incentive to 0% and adding the amount of outstanding loans to the macro add-on balance for government-supported loans. Thirdly, also, the BOJ will stop offering collateral for commercial debt, primarily loans to large-scale enterprises and residential mortgages at end March 2022. There will be big changes to the BOJ's interest rate incentives paid on current deposit from April 2022. Recently, Japanese regional banks used the BOJ's deposit incentives. The BOJ's changes will likely impact their banking activities and lower the front end of the yen yield curve. We maintain our view that the yen rate curve will steepen in 2022 as the BOJ manages its interest rate incentives.
That's interesting. And these interest rate incentive schemes that the BOJ has come up with are actually pretty complicated. So appreciate you taking us through that. And obviously have a huge impact on spot FX, basis, all that other stuff, not to mention rates themselves. So switching topics, as you know, of course, the Japanese Ministry of Finance released the international transaction in securities data for November. In one of your recent, and I think it was last week, JPY cross-asset publications, you made some interesting observations about Japanese pensions in particular. Could I trouble you to take our listeners through the high points?
In November, Japanese pension funds amassed considerable sums of JGBs in the Japan stocks. Pension funds net bought 916 billion yen of yen bonds, 421 billion yen of Japan stocks, and 100 billion yen of foreign bonds in November, but unloaded a net 1.4 trillion yen of foreign stocks and investment fund holdings. Japanese pension funds have been taking the gains from falling stocks and reinvesting in JGBs, Japanese stocks, and the foreign bonds in that order to adjust asset weightings. Trading by pension funds helped to limit the rise in dollar yen when yen weakened, supporting JGBs and Japan stocks.
Okay, got it. So out of foreign bonds and into really local domestic debt, if you will. So continuing along this line of thought, what does the Japanese Ministry of Finance balance of payment data as well as the U.S. Treasury tick data suggest we should expect from Japanese investors, pension funds in particular, in 2022?
U.S. tick data for October released by the U.S. Treasury Department on December 15th shows that Japanese investors net bought $9.9 billion of treasuries, $12.5 billion of agency MBS, and $87 million of U.S. corporate bonds. In October, foreigners' holdings of U.S. Treasuries hit a record high of $7.65 trillion, with Japanese investors driving U.S. bond falls. Japanese investors acted as a cushion for rising U.S. rates ahead of the start of tapering. In 2022, we expect Japanese U.S. bond investing flows will help to keep a rise in U.S. yields relatively moderate. Even as the U.S. Fed hikes interest rates, in 2021, Japanese pension funds took gains from higher U.S. stock prices and bought U.S. bonds. In addition to pension funds, Japanese banks and lifers have been struggling with deciding where to put their extra funds after redeeming their falling bond holdings. While Japanese investors have been turning more to alternative investments in search for yield, in fact, the number of investment opportunities seems limited. We expect Japanese investor appetite for U.S. bonds to grow, supporting yen basis widening in 2022.
There's a number of interesting observations there. You know, I mean, I think I hear you saying that there's just so much money sloshing around and limited, you know, investment options that's just definitionally gonna support Japanese investor, you know, purchases of foreign bonds. The other point you're making is obviously the appreciation in stocks has caused pension funds to sell stocks and buy bonds, you know, to keep their asset weightings constant. It'll be interesting to see if stock prices do fall materially. Does that flow stop or does it reverse? So I suppose that's the risk there. So I think we're about out of time, but we would not be doing this correctly if we didn't wrap up with your outlook specifically for yen rate, spot dollar yen and yen basis. So take us through it.
While the Fed exhibited a clearly hawkish stance on interest rate hikes at the December FOMC meeting, this was still within market expectations, and the rise in U.S. yields and dong yen was limited. The Bank of Japan announced some modifications in a COVID countermeasure operations. Dong yen underlying flows could pick up towards the end of the year, especially among Japanese exporters. Even as the yen selling flows by Japanese importers are likely to be limited as oil prices drop, we maintain our view for neutral bias for dong yen, with trading in a 2 yen range, 113 to 115. The yen swap rate curve has risen somewhat and has steepened. JGB yield movements have been mixed by durations ahead of the Ministry of Finance release of the fiscal year 22 JGB issuance plans. We revise our view to an upward bias for yen rates from a neutral bias. The front end of the yen basis curve has widened, while the long end has tightened. The movements are the opposite of what happened last week, and the yen basis curve has flattened. Ministry of Finance weekly data for December 5th to 11th shows that the Japanese accelerated their net buying of overseas securities to 645 billion yen. Japanese investors net bought foreign stocks and investment fund holdings by 196 billion yen and medium to long-term bonds by 457 billion yen. U.S. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has indicated that the Fed accelerates the pace of tapering, and the Japanese investors responded by buying more overseas assets. Overseas investors unloaded net 1.3 trillion yen of Japanese securities in the same week, including net selling by 1.9 trillion yen of short-term bonds and by 602 billion yen of stocks and investment fund holdings. They also net bought 1.1 trillion yen in medium to long-term Japanese bonds. Foreigners net bought more medium to long-term yen bonds after TDB redemptions. We expect overseas investors' JGB position to shrink as they pass their trade in new year. Meanwhile, we think Japanese investors may pile into foreign bonds. The yen funds on hand after the JGB redemptions will encourage the next investment. We now expect a widened bias for yen basis rather than neutral.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, you have buying in October heading into the taper, and then the weekly data shows a pickup in Japanese investor buying of foreign bonds, you know, into the accelerated taper. So it's definitely a theme there. So great analysis as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John. This week, we will publish one more research note about the Tokyo cross currency repo trade as BOJ modified its interest rate incentives. And we'll continue to cover the JGB cross-currency arbitrage opportunities for you.
We'll look forward to that, and please do continue. And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.